好，我们一起来聆听神的话语。宣召经文是在诗篇33篇。Let's to listen God's word.
宣召经文诗篇33:18-22。耶和华的眼目看不敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。我们的心向来等候耶和华，我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。耶和华，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
In English.
But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in death. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your dead love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in him.
好，让我们一起起立，我们用诗歌来敬拜他。Please stand up, we sing Majesty starting our worship. The first time in English, in Chinese, the second time in English. 第一遍用中文，第二遍用英文。来，
门外路
天父，你是那尊大能力荣耀尊严都是你的，凡天下地天上地下的都是你的，国度是你的，你是那万王之王，所有丰富尊荣都从你而来，你统治万物， 在你手里面有大能大力，使人能尊大强盛。我们的神啊，我们来到你的面前，我们来称谢你，赞美你的圣名。你是那守约施慈爱的神，你是信实怜悯的父，你应许看顾保守拯救所有信靠他的人。我们把一切颂赞都献给你，奉耶稣宝贵的圣名求。
Lord, you are great and powerful, for you rule everything in heaven and earth. You are exalted, and from your hands come wealth and honor to all who seek you. Here today we give you thanks and praise the glorious name. For you are a God of love, and so we wholeheartedly sing of your holiness. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐 ，Please sit. 1, the first one we sing Chinese and English together, and the second we sing in Chinese, the third we sing in English, the four will be sing both English and Chinese. 天父必看顾你。 God will take care of you。 这首歌有总共有四段，第一、第四我们用你喜欢的语言来唱，第二段我们唱中文，第三段我们用英文，副歌我们一起。好the first and the fourth we sing the language you like, and the second we sing in Chinese, and the third we sing in English.
人造何事悠悠之风，天父必看顾你，
下面是读经时间。今天的所读的经文是彼得后书第一章第一到第四节。 So now we have scripture reading. It's 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. 我们翻到其声朗读彼得后书第一章第一节起。
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之意与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识的神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情永分。
好，今天的读经就到此了，长老为我们祝祷。
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, especially on the beginning of 2019 and the first Sunday of this year. We come together here, even though it is a rainy day, and we can feel that because of your love, we get together here and we come to worship you. This is such a blessing that we see each other in Christ, and we come and sing songs and praises to you. And we enter the Holy of Holies by your grace and with a humble heart. And today our worship, we pray that your word will once again refresh us. And we pray that you give us strength today and new hope for tomorrow, because you're never changing and we're standing on the ground of your promises. And today, may your blessing be upon each and every one of us here. And we commit ourselves, our family, the whole church unto your hand. May this new year that we will glorify your name and here be a good testimony to the community. And God, we give thanks to you that you answer our prayers, that Selena spent 3 weeks in the remote area of Congo and she finished her service and back to U.S. and answered many of our prayers. We give glory to you. And today we give thanks to you that we have sister come before you and accept you as her personal savior. All these are by your grace, and we have nothing that we can boast about it. 主耶稣，我们感谢你在新的一年2019年第一个主日，虽然外面是风雨交加的天气，但是你使我们在这里聚集的时候，我们有一颗火热的心，看到弟兄姐妹来敬拜主，因为你是那位又真又活的，你是随时听我们祷告。过去一年我们所需要的主，你都丰丰富富的赏赐给我们，让我们来到主的面前，来到至圣所的时候，我们知道不是凭着我们自己的义，乃是主你完全的恩典，使我们谦卑的来到主的面前，可以听到主你话语，重新的更新我们的灵，赐力量给我们，使我们有新的盼望，因为我们是站在主的应许地上。我们也感谢主，今天陈玉姐妹她打开心门，在她几个好的属灵伙伴的见证下，她愿意来接受主，她也接受主的祷告，求主继续的带领，让在主面前的决志，主你是看在内心里面的诚实。献上祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 We're so delighted we have Pastor Jim to preach us on the first Sunday of this year, and we have Bob do the translation.
Well, I'm going to call Bob Brave Bob.
Brave Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for being here with me. Peggy and I love being here with you, and it's a special blessing for us. Since we have last been here, we have been to China for 2 weeks.
从上次我到这里来，我们已经去了中国两个礼拜。
Our main responsibility is to visit our teachers.
我们去中国的主要目的是看望我们的老师。
Who are at major universities in China.
他们是在中国一些主要大学的老师。
But it's also a joy for us to visit many of our former students.
Yeah, 我们也很高兴能有机会来探望我们以前的一些学生。
A handful of our former students have come to Christ.
有一些我们以前的学生，他们接受基督耶稣为他们救主。
But there are about 20 other students that Peggy and I continue to meet with, and they keep getting more water on the seeds that have been planted.
有这个我跟我太太还经常跟这二十个学生接触，给他们在属灵的道路上给别人交换。
So we continue to trust God for a wonderful harvest.
我跟我太太继续相信神会有很好的丰收。
So we started in Guangzhou.
我们先从广州开始。
2 days, and then got on a plane and went to Kunming.
我们在广州待了两天，然后坐飞机到昆明。
2 days in Kunming, then flew to Shanghai.
在昆明待了两天，然后飞到上海。
Shanghai 2 days, bullet train to Tai'an.
在上海待了两天，然后坐高速火车到泰安。
2 days in Tai'an, and then bullet train to Beijing. 6 days in Beijing.
然后在泰安待了两天，然后坐高铁到北京，在北京我们待了6天。
I have to confess.
我必须承认。
I like Beijing food better than Guangdong food.
我认为北京的食物比广东的食品要好吃。
I like it spicy.
我喜欢吃辣的东西。
Peggy says, I don't like spicy.
我太太说，我说我不喜欢吃辣的东西。
But I think she eats more spicy food than I do.
但是我认为她肯定是更加喜欢吃辣的食物。
I want to say, we had some wonderful conversations.
我们在中国有一些美好的对话。
With some of our former students.
跟我们一些以前的学生。
One of my former students 5 years ago works with CCTV, and I had a chance to pray with him to receive Jesus.
其中有一个学生，五年之前我的学生在中央电视台工作，我这次有机会跟他一起祷告。
So Peggy and I have been praying that God would show himself real to him in many ways.
我们跟他一起祷告了。
Peggy had an opportunity to meet with a former student who is from Xinjiang province, and he's a Muslim.
我太太有机会来碰到他以前的 学生，他是从新疆来的，他是维吾尔族穆斯林。
And he is interested in knowing more about Jesus.
他对耶稣感兴趣。
One of Peggy's former PhD students is a professional dancer.
我太太以前的学生是一个职业的舞蹈家。
And she is the leader of a dance group that does performances for Zhang Yimou.
她这个学生，她现在是一个为张艺谋导演一个舞蹈团的一个团长。
So this last trip was a very special trip for us.
所以上次的旅程是蛮特殊的。
God preserved our health, I left sick because of the smoke in the air from the fires and came home feeling better.
我离开的时候是身体没什么好，因为这个天堂那个大气口那里大火。我回来的时候，我身体好很多。
But now I still have that bad cough, and we're going to Thailand in 10 days.
我现在仍然这个有点咳嗽，不过十天以后我们要去访问泰国。
The semester is over in China, and all of our teachers are going to meet in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
在中国放长假，所以我们要去泰国清迈去一个会议。
So I will be speaking on the book of First Peter.
我在这会讲这个主讲这个彼得前书。
First Peter was written during the time of Roman persecution of the church.
彼得前书是在罗马迫害教会的时代所写的。
And our brothers and sisters in China.Are going through more intense persecution than in recent years.
我们在中国的兄弟姐妹在最近也受到比较大的迫害。
So I felt it would be good for our teachers to understand the message of Peter that we continue to live consistently in spite of persecution.
所以我选择彼得前书，让我们的老师知道这个。在我们在困境当中能够活出耶稣。
Let me pray as we begin. Lord, thank you for the richness of the word of God.
主啊，感谢你话语的丰富。
Teach us from your word today.
教导我们的言语。
Use me as an instrument.
作为用我为一个器皿。
But may your Holy Spirit move in our midst.
愿圣灵与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Promises for 2019. And of course, Happy New Year to all of you.
我今天要讲的是2019年的应许。首先祝福大家新年快乐。
Wanted to take just a quick look at the promises Jesus gave us.
我们先看一下耶稣给我们怎么样的应许。
And to realize that God keeps his promises.
我们知道神保守他的他的应许。
When we say that God keeps His promises, we're saying that God is faithful.
当我们说神保守他的应许的时候，我们就说神是信实的。
One of the characteristics of God that we need to hang on to is His faithfulness.
我们神的一个特征就是信实。
He is faithful in all that he has said and faithful in all of his promises.
神是信实的，在所有的预言当中应许他都是信实的。
So I want to just note 7 promises. We're going to do the first 6 real quickly.
今天我要讲神的七个应许，我们先看前六个。
Whoa, that animation got taken off. Okay, you get them all at once. First promise is eternal life.
第一个应许是永恒的生命。
Those of you that can speak English, let's recite John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.So we know that the promise of God is that we would have eternal life if we come to Christ.
我们知道神的一个应许是，如果我们认主耶稣为主，我们就能得到永恒的生命。
Number two, he promised us a place in the Father's house.
第二个应许是神保守我们，保证我们在天父之家有一个住处。
Remember the last night Jesus was with his disciples?
在耶稣离开世界对是这个晚上对他的门徒说
He told them he was going to the cross.
他说他会上十字架。
Don't let your heart be troubled.
不要担忧。
Don't let it be afraid.
不要害怕。
You believe in the Father?
你相信天父吗
？Believe also in me.
你如果相信天父，就应该相信你。相信。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
在天父的家已经为你预备住处。
and I go to prepare a place for you.
我去是为你预备地方。
So that when I come again, I will take you to where I am.
我再来的时候，我就把你带去。
So that brings us to our third promise, is his return. He promised that he would return in a number of different places.
这个第三个应许是主再来。
And then number four, he promised us his rest.
第四个应许是主在主里的安息。
I think one of the most special invitations in all of Scripture is Matthew 11:28, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah, 这个在马太福音当中，像牧师刚刚说的，都发出这个信息，在主里会有平安。
If some of you here are struggling, trying to please God by good works, then you need rest.
如果我们现在用我们的行为来喜悦神，我们也需要休息。
Jesus has paid the price for your sins.
耶稣为我们的罪付了代价。
He has fulfilled the entire law for you and me.
他成全了律法。
So we can rest.
所以我们在主里会得安息。
The priests in the temple were always working.
在这个圣殿里的祭司一直在工作。
They were fixing the table on the table of the showbread.
他们在修圣殿里的桌子。
They were lighting the candles on the altar of incense.
他圣殿里的他在这个点。
And they were lighting the candles on the candelabra.
他也在圣殿里点灯。
They were always working.
他们一直在不停的工作。
But the writer of Hebrews says that when Jesus arrived in heaven, he sat down.
希伯来书说，耶稣到天堂以后，他就
because his work was done.
他在地上的事情已经做完了。
We can have his rest. We can enter into his rest.
我们可在主里的安息。
We can also experience his peace.
我们也可以得到神的平安。
John 14:16, My peace I leave with you.My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give you my peace.
在约翰福音当中，耶稣讲到很多次，我的给你的平安不是世界所能给的。
He also promised his presence.
他也主耶稣也保守，也应许我们能够享受他的同在。
It started with Moses in the wilderness when God said, I want you to go here. And Moses said, I'm not going unless your presence goes with us.
这在这个摩西已经神叫在旧约圣经当中神叫摩西过来，摩西说我不过来，除非你与我同在。
Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
耶稣在新约圣经当中说，我从不离弃你。
I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
直到我与你同在，直到世界的末日。
So those are six promises.
这是我们讲的六个应许。
I'd like us to hang on to those during this year, 2019.
在2019年。
Let's just look at them again. Eternal life.
我们看这个六个应许。
You can live in the assurance of eternal life. That you have a place in the Father's house. The promise of his return. He promised us his rest, his peace, and his presence.
在2019年，我也提醒大家，这六个应许，我们在主里，我们会有永恒的生命，在天父之家会有住处，主会再来，我们基督徒在主里会得安息，在能够享受主里的平安，能够享受主的同在。
But now wait a minute. I said there were seven promises.
我刚刚讲有七个应许。
This seventh promise is not my favorite.
这个第七个不是我最喜欢的。
And it will not be your favorite either.
也可能也不是你最喜欢的。
Here's the seventh promise.
这是第七个应许。
It is the promise of tribulation.
这个有关苦难的应许。
Jesus said, in the world, you will have trouble or tribulation.
耶稣说在世上你们会有苦难。
But then he said, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world.
耶稣说，但是你们放心，我已经战胜了世界。
So, I'd like us to look at this whole issue of facing tribulation in 2019 with confidence and joy.
我想今天讲一下在2019年我们怎么样以这个信心以这个欢快来面对苦难。
Now, if you look back to 2018, you can say two things.
如果我们回过去看2018年，我们看到有两件事情。
There have been many blessings.
有很多的祝福。
But there have also been many disappointments.
我们也看到我们人生也有很多的不顺意的地不如意的地方。
There have been many challenges.
有很多的挑战。
There have been many things that have gone wrong.
有很多事情不像我们发生的。
There have been many things that we've tried to control, but we couldn't.
很多事情我们想来把它能够控制一下，但是我们不能控制。
And we faced during 2018 periods of difficult times.
2018年确实是一个困难的一个年。
So, the news is,We will all face trials in 2019.
我们在2019年肯定也会遇到试探。
Jesus just said, in this world in which you live, you will face trouble or tribulation.
耶稣对圣经当中已经跟我们说，在世上你们会有苦难。
But there is a purpose behind the tribulation.
但是神在这苦难后面有他自己的美意。
And that's what I want us to understand, that we can face tribulation with confidence and joy if we know that God has a purpose.
所以如果我们知道神在苦难后面有他的美意，我们就可以以信心欢快的心情来面对每个苦难。
If we just said, oh, God's just throwing bad stuff at us all the time, then there's no reason for it.
如果我们说，哦，神只是给我一些不好的东西，没有任何理由。
I want us to face 2019 with confidence and joy, knowing that there will be challenges ahead.
我希望今天我讲的信息是说，在2019年我们可以信心欢快来面对困难，面对挑战。
Now here's something else that's really interesting. I'd like to consider the unseen blessings of tribulation.
有一个事情就很有趣，我想讨论一下由苦难所带来的祝福。
You know, I can just see it right now. A trial comes and we say, oh no, how bad can it get?
如果现在有个试探来临，我们就说，哦，不要来，不要来，这结果不好。
I'd like us to face that with confidence and joy, knowing that there's a blessing in the tribulation.
我想叫大家知道，我们能够以快乐，以有信心来面对苦难，因为
Wow, all my animation is gone. I'm sorry.2 Chronicles 33.
现在我们看的圣经是历代志下33节。
I'm going to read you a little bit about the, one of the worst kings of Israel at the beginning.He reigned in about 700 B.C.
我现在讲的是以色列史上一个最差的一个国王，他大概在主前七百年，他实行作王。
You guys over here are all older than 12 years old, aren't you? 12 years old is in the rearview mirror for you.But Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. Can you imagine that? And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel.
马拿西登基的时候12岁，在耶路撒冷作王55年。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法耶和华在以色列中赶面前赶出的外邦人那可憎的事。
So here's the most evil king in all of Israel up to this point. Let's see what he did. He rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah's father had broken down, because on the high places they sacrificed to idols. He erected altars for the Baals, made Asherim, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. In other words, he set up places where people could worship idols.
他重建建筑他父亲西西家所拆毁的丘坛，又为巴利筑坛，做末了敬拜侍奉那天上的万象。
And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, My name will forever be in Jerusalem. For he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord.
他在耶和华的殿中筑坛，耶和华曾对指着这殿说，我的名永远在耶路撒冷。他在耶和华的殿的两院中为天上的万象筑坛。
So he built altars so that people could worship the stars and the sun and the moon.
所以他在这个耶和华的两院中筑坛，可以崇拜天上的万象。
That's not the worst of it. He made his sons pass through the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and he practiced witchcraft and divination, practiced sorcery, and dealt with mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger.
他并在西嫩子谷使他的儿女惊火，又关照用法术行邪术立交鬼和行巫术的，多行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，动怒惹动他的怒气。
He took some of the practices from the Amorites, and they worshipped the god Molech.
他又在神的殿中立雕像的立雕刻的偶像。
They would throw wood in the belly of Molech, heat the idol up, and throw babies into the arms of this hot idol.
就是像牧师这前面说的，他把这个孩子放到这个金火里。
Verse 7, he put carved image of the idol which he had made in the house of God. So there it is. How about that? Putting idols in God's house. Of which God said to David and to Solomon, In this house and in Jerusalem I've chosen from all the tribes, I will put my name forever. And I will not again remove the foot of Israel from the land that I've appointed to your fathers, if only they will observe to do all that I've commanded them according to all the law, the statutes, and the ordinances given to Moses.
这是第七跟第八节。又在神殿内立雕刻的偶像，神曾对大卫和他的儿子所罗门说，我在以色列各支派所拣选的耶路撒冷和这殿，并令我的名直到永远。以色列人若遵行我借摩西所颁布他们一切的法度典律典章，我就不再使他们挪移离开我赐给他们立足之地。
So Moses, Manasseh led all the people into idolatry.
Yeah, 所以马拿西王，你看他带所有。
He even set up idols in the temple.
他在神的殿中放偶像。
Verse 9, he misled Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the sons of Israel.
第九节。马拿西引诱犹大和耶路撒冷的居民，以致他们行恶，比耶和华在以色列人面前所灭的那列国更甚。
Now that's pretty amazing, because God's assessment is, Manasseh, you drove the idolatrous nations out of Israel, and now you are worse than any of them have been.
所以这个其实马拿西犯的错误很大，他就像第九节圣经说的，神以前把这个以色列国之前的列国驱逐掉，马拿西现在犯的错误比这些以前的列国更大。
The Lord spoke to verse 10, Manasseh and his people, and they paid no attention. The Lord brought the commanders of the army of the king of Assyria against them. They captured Manasseh with hooks. They bound him with bronze chains. They took him to Babylon.
第十跟十一节， 耶和华警告马拿西和他的百姓，他们确实不听，所以耶和华是亚述王的将帅来攻击他们，用牢钩勾住马拿西，用铜锁锁住他，带到用铜链锁住他，带到巴比伦去。
Verse 12, when he was in distress, he entreated the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before God of his fathers. He prayed to him. And God was moved by his entreaty and heard his supplication and brought him back to Jerusalem to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God.
13节，他在极难的时候就恳求耶和华他的神，并在他的列祖的神面前极其自卑。他祷告祈祷耶和华，耶和华就允许他的祈求，垂听他的祷告，使他回到耶路撒冷，仍做国吏国位。马拿西这才知道唯独耶和华是神。
Go down to verse 15. He removed the foreign gods and the idol from the house of the Lord, as well as the altars that he had built on the mountain of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and he threw them outside of the city. And he set up the altar of the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings and thank offerings on it. He ordered Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel.
15-16节，他并除掉外邦人的神像与耶和华殿中的偶像，又将他在耶和华殿的山上和耶路撒冷所住的各种丘坛都拆毁，抛在城外，重新耶和华的殿里，在殿上献平安祭、感谢祭，吩咐犹大人侍奉耶和华以色列的神。
Here's the most wicked king of Israel, and God uses his tribulation to bring him to repentance.
你看，神通过他是以色列最不好的国王，神通过苦难使他能够重新悔改。
And God may use tribulation to bring you or a loved one to faith in Christ.
神有可能通过苦难使我们的亲人能够成长。
Nobody comes to Christ without a need.
没有人到耶稣之前来，如果他们没有需要，他们不会到耶稣之前来。
When tribulation comes, the first thing we try to do is to solve it ourselves.
如果带来苦难来的时候，我们首先做的第一个事情是。
And when we realize that we can't, oftentimes that is the key that turns us to look to God.
来苦难来临的是我们所做的第一事，就想自己解决掉苦难。后来我们意识到我们人的能力有限，不能解决掉苦难，我们就祈靠神。
When Manasseh was sitting in Babylon with hooks in his nose and in prison, he repented of his sin and turned to the Lord.
当马拿西国王他在巴比伦做囚犯，鼻子被勾住的时候，他才悔改。
So God may use tribulation as a blessing to bring you or a loved one to faith in Christ.
神有可能通过苦难带领我们或我们的亲人来信主。
Let's look at blessing number two, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
我今天要谈到这个祝福，这是希伯来书第十二章。
Verse 5, the writer of Hebrews says, Have you forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
希伯来书第十二章第五节开始，你们又忘了那规劝你们如同儿子的话，说我你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的必管教，又鞭打凡所悦纳的儿子。
The writer of Hebrews is talking about discipline.
这个希伯来书的作者是讲这里在讲神的管教。
He's talking about training you and me.
他是在讲神怎么样来教育我们。
He's training us, teaching us to be godly children of His.
神在教育我们是这样做一个属神的孩子。
Just like a father or a mother disciplines their child, so the Lord has to correct us.
就像我们的父母来管教我们一样。
If we start heading down the wrong path, There's nothing more that God wants than to get us back to the right path.
如果我们在神的道路上走偏，神就会纠正我们。
And God may have to discipline us, which will be painful.
神有可能会管教我们，这个管教有可能很痛苦。
But in the end, it's blessing.
我从最终的结果来看，这是一种祝福。
Peggy and I met somebody this morning who had a wonderful testimony about how he was going down the wrong path and all of a sudden God got him on the right path.
我太太跟我今天听到一个很好的见证，这个人以前远离神，后来他接受神。
Verse 7, it is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons, for what son is there who a father does not discipline?If you're without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live?
这是第七节开始说，你们所忍受的是，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。岂有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生父的亲生生的父管教我们，我们尚且尊重他，何况万灵的父？我们岂不顺服他得生吗？
Verse 10, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a short time, which seemed best to them.But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
这是第十一节，三生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。十一节，凡管教的事，暂时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却因为经历过的人结出平安的果子，这就是义。
I suspect that if you know that you are walking down a wrong path.God is going to discipline you.
我猜想，如果我们走在神不要我们走的道路上，神会管教我们。
He is going to find a way because of his love for you to get you back on the right path.
因为神爱我们，所以神要管教我们，使我们走正路。
But he won't force you.
不，他不会强制你。
He'll create a circumstance where you will have a choice. Am I going to get back on the right path?
神会创造一种环境使我们自己有选择。
The writer says he wants you to share in his holiness.
这个作者说神要我们享受他这个在他的圣洁上有份。
So God uses tribulation to discipline us, to bring us.Back to the path of righteousness.
所以神通过苦难使我们恢复走义路。
And in verse 12, therefore strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble and make straight paths for your feet.
十二节这样说，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
So if God's going to discipline you and you're undergoing discipline, be strong. God is going to use itFor his glory and for your benefit.
当神管教我们的时候，我们要强壮，神会帮助我们。
Let's look at the third blessing.
我们看第三个祝福。
James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章二到四节。
Some of you might struggle with keeping the Lord's commandments.
我们有可能不容易来遵守神的诫命。
Here's a commandment that I think we're all guilty of breaking.
这一个诫命我们有可能都没做到。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.
我的弟兄们啊，你们若在北方试炼中，都因为大喜乐。
We change that verse and we say, consider it all grumbling and fussing when we encounter various trials.
我们人通常的反应，如果我们在百般试炼中，我们就会抱怨苦难。
Boy, now that's one for 2019, that when a trial comes, that we face it with joy.
在2019年，我希望我们弟兄姐妹，如果有苦难降临，我们能够以信心与快乐来面对。
There isn't one private in the Army, Marine, or Air Force, or wherever, who doesn't hate basic training.
不管在美，在空军、海军、陆军，什么，有些人不喜欢这个最基本的一些训练。
You are physically exhausted.
你身体上很累。
You are under strict discipline.
你受到很严格的管教。
You are getting yelled at all the time.
你的教官整天对你在大呼小叫。
And you wonder what good is this?
你就在想这个对我有什么好处呢？
Here's what James says in verse 3, the testing of your faith will produce endurance.
那雅各书作者在第三节就这样说。
And let endurance have its perfect result that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
那雅各书第一章第三节这样说，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就是忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
God wants you to mature in Christ.
神希望我们在主耶稣里边成熟。
He does it many times by sending trials our way.
神的一种方法就通过苦难来我们成熟。
He wants to teach you and me endurance.
他来教导我们能够忍耐。
And along with endurance, he wants to teach us patience.
通过忍耐来锻炼我们的这个耐心。
What is our goal in life? Isn't it for the Christian to become more like Jesus?
对我们基督徒来说，我们今生的生活就像主耶稣。
In our character, that which is inside.
我们这个 人的品格像主耶稣。
In our conduct, which people see.
我们外表的行为像主耶稣。
And our commitment to minister to others.
我们对我们施工的委身像主耶稣。
If we keep the goal in mind, we need to realize that we have to go through the trials to get there.
如果我们要达到这前面说的三个境界，我们就要通过这个试。
In the army, for a private to get an advancement to a corporal, he has to finish basic training.
在军队中，你要进阶，你要通过很多的训练。
And then each step along the way up to general, you have to pass the test to come your way.
在从最小的做到最高的将领当中，有很多的训练，很多的试炼。
You have to prove yourself to be faithful.
你要证明你自己是信实的。
So when trials come, it's hard, I know, but let's consider it joy.
我知道如果苦难来临，这是很不容易的事情，不过我们尽量要做到信心跟快乐来面对。
Because God's doing something.
因为神耶稣就是这样做的。
Blessing number 4, Deuteronomy chapter 8, please.
这个祝福，第四个祝福是《生命记》八章所讲的。
The children of Israel have been led through the wilderness, and God is talking to them.
生命记说这个以色列的子民在旷野，神来教导他们。
All the commandments that I'm giving you today you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers.
我今日所赐吩咐的一切诫命你们要遵行谨守遵行，好像你们存活人数增多，且进去那得耶和华向你们列祖所应许起誓应许那地。
So they're going to go into the promised land flowing with milk and honey.
所以他们可以去那个神向他们祖宗所应许。
So God wants them to remember something.
神叫他们提醒这几件事情。
Verse 2, remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
这个八章第二节这样说，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试炼你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不可。
There will be times when God will be testing your faithfulness.
神有时候会测试我们的信实。
When times get tough, He wants to see if you have what it takes to continue to be a faithful disciple.
当这个我们人遇到困难的时候，神看我们是否能够在真理的路上可以站稳。
Your knees might get weak, but strengthen your knees.
我们 有可能这个发酸的腿，不过神会使我们发酸的腿挺起来。
Verse 3, and he humbled you, and he let you be hungry, and he fed you with manna, which you didn't know anything about, nor did your fathers know anything about that stuff, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
八章第三节这样说，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你们知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华主你所出的一切话。
Basically, when the children of Israel got to the wilderness, they had very little except the shirts on their back.
以色列在旷野的时候，他们几乎没什么东西，就身上穿点衣服。
They didn't bring all the food they need to wander in the wilderness.
他们没有带什么食物。
This was planned by God.
这是神的计划。
He was trying to teach them to trust Him.
神想教育他们，叫他们来信靠他。
I gave you that stuff from heaven called manna, and it fed you all the time you were in the wilderness.
神说我给你们从天上来的食物叫玛拿，所以你在旷野里就不愁吃了。
And I made sure your clothes wouldn't wear out.
神说我保证你的衣服不会穿坏。
You see, children of Israel, I was trying to teach you to trust me.
这个目的就是对神以色列的子民说，要使以色列子民来信靠神。
And to depend on me.
来依靠神。
I'm sure that's what we're facing in 2019, that we need to learn to trust God and depend on Him.
就像我们在2019年，我们要学习怎么样来信靠神，来依靠神。
May 2019 be a year that we really learn to trust God.
希望这个2019年是我们能学习怎么样来信靠神。
Blessing number 5, Genesis 50.
我们看第五个祝福是在创世纪这个五十章
Verse 15 Joseph is serving in Egypt. Verse 15 When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they saidWhat if Joseph should bear a grudge against us and pay us back in full for all the wrong we did to him? So they sent a message to Joseph saying, Your father charged before he died, thus you will say to Joseph, Please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong, and now please forgive the transgression of your servants of God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
这是创世纪五十章十五节到十七节是这样的，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说，或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前对他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。他们就打发人去见约瑟，说，你父亲未死，你先吩咐说，你们要对约瑟这样说。从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们说对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
Verse 18, Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, Behold, we are your servants. But Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? As for you...You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about the present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
18节，他的哥哥们又俯伏在他面前说，我们是你的仆人。约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话语安慰他们。
When Joseph was beaten by his brothers and thrown into the pit, Joseph was saying, why are you doing this, God?
当这个约瑟的哥哥把约瑟弄到一个坑里的时候，约瑟说，神你为什么这样容许这样做？
When the traders from Midian came and picked him up and took him to Egypt and sold him, Joseph was saying, what are you trying to do, God?
当他们把约瑟买到埃及为奴的时候，约瑟说：“神为什么允许这样发生？”
When Joseph was thrown into Pharaoh's prison, he's undoubtedly wondering, "What are you trying to do, God?"
当约瑟被关到法老的监狱里，约瑟就心里想：“神，你的目的是什么？”
And then later, of course, he was elevated to the prince of Egypt, so to speak.
他后来约瑟升到埃及的宰相。
He was in command of all of the resources of the nation.
他用埃及所有的资源。
What his brothers meant for evil, God turned it into good.
他哥哥对他害他，神通过这个事情变成实现他的美意。
I encourage us to say to ourselves, when tribulation comes,God's got a plan.
我鼓励大家记住，当苦难来临的时候，神有他的计划。
I'm not sure what it is, but it's a plan for good.
我们有时候不知道这个计划是什么，但是我们要确信。
I may not know what it is for a while, but I trust God that it's a good plan.
我们有可能在一段时间内不知道神的计划到底是什么，但是我们应该坚信神有他的美意。
So the trials that come our way in 2019 may have many blessings behind them.
所以如果在2019年有什么苦难来临的时候，很有可能神会给我们很多的祝福。
To lead you or a loved one to repentance.
比如说使你跟你的亲人能够悔改。
To help restore you to the path of righteousness.
比如说使你恢复你走义路。
To mature you in your faith.
使我们在主里更加成熟。
To teach you to depend on God.
是教导我们怎么样来依靠神。
And to fulfill a purpose that you may know nothing about.
来实现神美好的旨意。
Let me give you a final thought.
我们来分享一个最后一个想法。
Each one of us will face tribulation of one kind or another in 2019, and God intends to use it for His good purposes.
我们每人在2019年很有可能会遇到这样或那样的苦难，神会用它来实现他美好的旨意。
We know it's coming, and we need to realize that God has a plan.
我们知道会来，我们也要认识到神会有他的计划。
A final reminder.
我提醒大家一下。
Jesus said, "In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart."I've overcome the world.
约翰福音当中主耶稣这样说，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Our Lord is in control.
我们神在掌权。
The world does not need to bury us.
谢谢。
The world does not need to bury us.
世界不能埋葬我们。
Trials do not need to overwhelm us.
苦难不可以把我们打倒。
Jesus has overcome the world.
因为主耶稣已经战胜了世界。
I have a final question for you.
我有一个问题。
How will you respond to the tribulation that you will face?
如果遇到苦难，你如何应付呢？
How will I respond?
我怎么应付呢？
How will any of us respond to the tribulation we will face?
如果有苦难，我们怎么对付呢？
A final prayer is my prayer that we will all face the tribulations in 2019 with confidence and joy.
这是我在2019年的祝福祷告，当我们遇见苦难的时候，我们可以信心和快乐面对。
Confidence knowing that God has a plan.
我们信心从何而来呢？因为我们知道神有他的计划。
Knowing that God is in control.
我们的信心只因为知道神在掌权。
And joy because God has a good plan in it.
我们为什么会面对苦难有快乐呢？因为神有他的美意。
It may be something good for us or something good for a loved one.
很有可能这个苦难带给我们有对我们有益处，或者对其他人有益处。
It's my prayer that we will face the tribulations, the trials of 2019 with confidence and joy.
是我的祷告，我们在2019年遇见苦难的时候，我们可以有信心、有欢快的面对。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the God who sees everything.
天父，我们感谢你，你是看见所有一切的神。
Thank you that you allow tribulation to enter our lives.
感谢你允许苦难进入我们的生活。
You promised us we would face it.But you also promised us that you would overcome everything that comes in our path.
你允许说苦难会来临，你又允许说你已经战胜了这个世界。
When tribulation comes, help us to meet it with confidence.
当苦难来临的时候，神啊，请帮助我们能够有信心的面对。
And help us to find joy in the process that you are using to mature us.
在这个面对的苦难当中，神啊，求你给我们，使我们找到快乐，使我们在主里更成熟。
Or to bring blessings to others.
能够带来其他人的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。那我们准备我们的心来领受这个礼杯。Let's prepare ourselves.We partake of the bread and cup. 我们知道主耶稣，我们天父随时在看顾我们。We know our great shepherd is always watching over us. The world, the unsaved world, is looking at us. 这危险的时代是盯着我们， but we are saved because we are Jesus Christ. 因为我们是得蒙保守的，在主耶稣里面。所以圣餐是为每一位信徒，让他们可以来纪念主为我死在十字架上。So the Lord's table is for us, and it is reminding us that he died on the cross, substitute us. this symbol, this reminding us that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sin. So when we partake this bread, we give thanks to Him that He died for our sin. 这手上的饼是象征，也是让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上是为我们死的。让我们一起来领受这个饼。May we eat this together.我们请李宗华弟兄为杯祝谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We will come to your holy place to worship you. God, thank you for sending your only begotten Son and dying for us on the cross. He shed his blood for us, he broke his body for us.So that we can be saved, so that we can have a good relationship with you. Although we don't know what will happen tomorrow, but we know you're host tomorrow. You keep your promises, you are a faithful God. We thank you for everything that accounts for us. May your spirit be with us so that we be guided every day in our daily lives so that we can glorify you.We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The juice in this cup is a symbol. And this reminds us that Jesus, he shed his blood, died on the cross for our sin. So one day he will come back, and when we commemorate this, we are looking forward to his second coming. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是象征，让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血，为我们死，同时也提醒我们，他必要再来，他必要第二次来迎接我们，让我们一起来领受。May we drink this together.
我们谢谢今天Price牧师给我们的主日信息。2019年主题经文是在你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。那我们这个主日，我们感谢主陈玉姊妹在今天在几位属灵的同伴的祝福中接受主耶稣。那我们陈玉姊妹来我们教会也是近半年时间，我们请她站起来，让大家再认识她一下。OK， 谢谢。教会新年度我们已经开始聘募的事工，召集人是李青龙弟兄，还有志华、曹红、王永新伯伯、熊杰姐妹、陈雪红姐妹和张老，所以让我们在祷告中纪念他们。王亮姐妹她的先生因为不慎左腿骨折，所以请大家在祷告中纪念她的全家这样。那也感谢主欢欢小妹妹她恢复很好，也感谢主保守。我们今天崇拜以后有会员大会前的资讯会议，请大家留步我们先开完会然后再去教义厅。1月20号主日是会员大会，请大家准时参加，会后还有晚餐的招待。那我们今天的报告就到这，请大家起立，我们唱三首。
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名。Amen. Please be seated.